miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
And Matty J is The Bachelor currently. Hometown visits continue tonight, 7:30 on Win, Claire. And what a fantastic song to lead into this guest. We have Kobe with us right now. Good morning, Kobe.
Good morning.
Now, Kobe.
You're on The Bachelor. Everything was looking great to start off with. And then last night, bam,
you got bang, gone. In a red Subaru of all bloody things.
What happened?
I don't know. Like, apparently, it's just not there.
Yeah, well, you said you felt something for him at the start, but then you said you closed yourself off. Talk us through, why did you do that? Was it just a competition, or did you not feel it from the start?
Oh, I think it's just I got, like, really bad anxiety and stress, and after my single day, I just kind of, like, all the drama was just really overwhelming. For me, I'm so used to living in a really, like, bubbly place, and I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I've never seen dark shades of grey, you know, around people before. So, yeah, I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Now, tell us, what is it like to live in a house full of girls?
Oh, it's awesome. It's like living in an all-girl school all over again. It's great.
But what about the bitchiness?
Yeah, I kind of, like, would just go, like, sit in a room by myself and read my book, or just, you know,
stay away from the drama.
Butterflies around the garden and stuff. Yeah.
Hey, Kobe, can we talk about your dumping? Because it came pretty unceremoniously last night. You went on this treetop date, and I was watching it on the couch with my fiance last night. We were sitting there, we just didn't want to rub that in. I didn't want to say fiance, but I'm engaged. Yeah, sorry. We're sitting on the couch, and we noticed during the treetop course, when you'd finish the section, he'd give you a hug. He wouldn't kiss you on the cheek, or he wouldn't give you a kiss. And I said to her, I was like, that's it. Kobe's done. She has been friend-zoned through and through. Did you feel it during that date?
Oh, yeah. He, like, would finish half the obstacle courses without me. I was like, Jesus, buddy, come on.
What a dick.
I know you don't want to date me, but please, just hang on a minute, all right? We need to be together for filming. You can't just rush through this.
Yeah. So, okay. So talk us through how you were feeling, though, when he was like, okay, here's your car kind of thing.
Oh, I was distraught. I was like, do I get to say goodbye to the girls? And he was like, nah. And I was like, oh. Righto. Oh, devo, as Tara would say. So, yeah, I was just more upset that I didn't get to say goodbye to my mates.
Yeah.
And it was just like, honestly, when I left, it was the biggest relief and the biggest weight off my shoulders that I have ever felt.
See, I've got a feeling he knows about when there's about 10 girls left, I reckon he knows exactly who he wants, and he's just got to go through the process of the show, obviously.
Yeah.
And I find it hard to watch now because there's 4 girls left. He's got to go visit all their hometowns. I reckon in his head he knows who it is, and it would be really tough for him. But, Kobe, would you rather go how you went last night on the show, or would you rather miss out on a rose? What's less awkward and less demoralising?
Oh, I definitely love that he took me on a date. I think that was really sweet. He knew that I was sensitive.
Yeah.
So he was like, he took the time to do something nice for me. So I thought it was really great. It wasn't that bad. He was really nice.
Yeah, okay. And finally, before you go, now, there's been a lot of stories the last couple of days, Claire. I don't know if you've seen this, about paparazzi following Matty J and the possible winner, diversions and stuff. Kobe, what's your one bit of advice for people to not read those articles and find out who the possible winner is?
Oh, it's definitely not true. I wouldn't believe anything that they publicly, like, advertise at all.
Wow, okay.
It's not at all what everyone thinks.
All
so,
deflections.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Is that because you're sitting next to a 10 publicist right now? You had to say that answer? Are they listening to our phone conversation?
What are you talking about? Just me and you.
Kobe, you're fantastic to watch. Sorry you didn't end up and you ended up with a broken heart, but hey, that's what happens when you're on a national TV show, hey, to find love.
All fair in love and war.
Exactly. Oh, do you have a boyfriend now?
Nah.
Oh, I don't know. There was a bit of a pause
there.
That
was a definite pause.
No, I was like, who wants a stage 5 clear?
Oh, Kobe, you're great to watch. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Nah, you guys are awesome.
Kobe, thank you.
Now, Dane, my little brother is... he means a lot to me.
Yeah.
We are actually really close.
That's great.
And like, I don't know, I love him. But
considering he's your brother,
yeah. We have a really strong bond, and I tend to, for his birthdays, go all out. The big birthdays, especially 16th, 18th, 21st.
Is 16th really a big one in this day and age?
Yeah.
I get 18 and 21.
It's a big one for a party.
Isn't it weird? 21's a big one when it actually doesn't mean anything here in Australia because 18 is both the voting and legal age.
Yeah, I know.
For drinking. Anyway,
So for his 16th, I bought him a phone plan for 24 months.
Oh, good on you.
For his 18th, I threw him a birthday party that included security, a DJ,
just went all out.
Everything.
Everything an 18-year-old would want at a party.
Yeah. It's his 21st this weekend.
Ugh. Pressure's on.
Well, yeah. And I want to go all out again, like I always do.
Yeah.
I was planning on taking him out maybe Friday night, well, Sam was, to an adult bar.
Oh, yes, of course.
A lady bar.
Yeah, cool. That'd be nice.
But he has a girlfriend, and he said no.
The girlfriend said no, or he said?
He said no.
Because of the girlfriend?
I think so, yes.
The relationship's not going to work.
And then I said, okay, well, let's get you a stripper.
Great.
No.
Girlfriend said no to that too.
Well, he said no, but I'm assuming that he knows.
She was speaking?
She wouldn't like it. Which, look, she's a lovely girl, and I get that, but.
How long have we been going out for?
About a year.
Won't last.
And then I planned a DJ.
Right.
So we're having his birthday at a local pub.
Great.
I organised a DJ, DJ equipment, all the rest of it.
Bang, bang, bang.
Pulled out.
Oh, no, Claire.
Actually, I fired him. But anyway.
That's the same as pulling out.
Yeah. And so now I don't know what to do. I haven't done anything over the top for his birthday. Fiancé Sam keeps saying to me, don't worry about it. Like, I don't know why he's stressing. And I'm like, well, it's
your
brother.
Thing. And it's your thing now.
Yeah, it's something that I do for him for his big birthdays. I always go all out in some way.
Jeez, if you're doing this
phone
for his
plan, birthday.
Yeah, if you're doing this for his 16th, 18th, and 21st, imagine when he turns 50, what's going to happen to him?
All out again.
Right, so what do you want to know? What do you want help with?
13, 12, 16, what can I do? I enjoy giving him something that he can use long term, if you know what I mean.
Right,
or either use long term like a phone plan or remember as an event that he will love.
Right.
What can I do to spice up the weekend for his 21st birthday that isn't your ordinary, here's a pair of socks and undies?
Right, okay.
What do I get him?
Yep. All right. 13, 12, 16, how does Claire step it up for her brother's 21st birthday? 13, 12, 16, give us your ideas. Dido's called through. Dido, 13, 12, 16. Mate, what should Claire do perhaps for this big birthday for her brother?
Mate, I think Claire should offer to take the girlfriend.
Oh,
maybe get her a lap dance.
I see what you're doing there. So get Claire to take care of the girlfriend. They can do some girly stuff. And then fiancé Sam can take the brother and go to their own thing. What a great
idea.
That's smart. That's it. Yeah, spot on, mate.
We could totally do that.
Now, did you ever have this situation happen to you, mate, where you had to...
not really.
Oh.
dreamt of it.
Hey, thanks for your call, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
13, 12, 16. Thanks, Dido. You can get involved anytime. What do you think of that idea?
Well, see, I just don't know if he will go for
it. He'll buy for that now.
I don't know.
I don't mind the idea. What about a present? Have you gotten a present? Or is the present the DJ equipment and the party?
Yeah, normally it's all that kind of stuff. That's the present.
You know what? And you being there, Claire, will be enough of a gift.
Aw, hopefully.
Yeah.
Still not good enough for me.
I thought to myself, we've all had bad dates, haven't we? We've all had a date where it quite hasn't gone to plan, but
here we go.
More so than this young lady.
So basically what happened is a Tinder date.
Yes.
They met up.
Yep.
First time meeting.
Yep.
Went out to dinner, had a really nice dinner. I believe it was tacos or something.
Oh, I don't know where they went for dinner.
And look, it didn't quite go to plan. They went back to his house, right?
Yes.
Bit of Netflix and chill.
Yep.
She went to go to the bathroom, though. Toilet doesn't flush.
Okay. And she did number twos, by the way.
She did number twos.
Yep.
So she decided, you know what? And I don't know why you decided this in the first place. I'm just going to throw it out the window.
I'm going to grab it out and throw it out the window, yeah. Just to get rid of it.
To start off with. Who does this? Whether you're on a date or no, who goes, oh, the toilet doesn't flush, I'll just pick my number twos up.
Well, if you're on a first date, you want to make a good impression, don't you? You don't want to, like, walk out and then go, I've left a floater. Sorry about that. Like, on a first date, that's not okay. That's like 10 years married sort of stuff, or even probably before then. You know what I mean? It's not first date material.
I get that, But if the toilet doesn't flush, I would be, I think I'd shut the toilet bowl and go out and say, hey, is there an issue with your flush system?
On a first date, we're trying to make an impression. A, what are you doing pulling on your first date at someone else's house anyway? And
okay.
B, that's pretty embarrassing.
I would still rather go out and be like, hey, is there an issue with your toilet system? Than throw a poop out the window.
Well, this is the thing. She didn't actually get it out the window because there was double glass.
Yeah, it was two panes of glass. She didn't realise, and it got stuck between the two.
Exactly right. So this is what happened after that. The date then came downstairs with a little bit of a concerned look
on her face,
yes. He said she returned with a panicked look in her eye and told me she had to something to tell me. I went for a poo in your toilet, she said, and it would not flush. I don't know why I did this, but I panicked. I reached in the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper and threw it out the window. Unfortunately, due to the design quirk, the toilet window doesn't quite open up to the garden, so it fell between the two.
Now, I have to say, there is a GoFundMe at the moment because the window got broken in all of this.
Because the reason the window got broken, she went back up there and tried to retrieve the poo from between the two bits of glass and got caught upside down.
So this is an excerpt of what the GoFundMe says. Being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced that she could reach into the window and pull out the poo. Using the tried-and-tested inside-out bag of glove technique, unfortunately, she couldn't reach. She climbed further in and had the same problem, and eventually I agreed to give her a boost up to the window. She climbed in head first after her own turd, reached deeper into the window, got it, and then passed out on, like, where the back of the toilet is. She called out to me and said, look, I'm stuck, I can't get out. He grabbed her waist, he pulled her, she was completely stuck, so they had to get the fire and rescue to pull her out.
So the GoFundMe page was set up for a brand new window. Now, their goal was only £200. That's about $600 Australian, right?
Yeah.
In one day, 314 people have donated and they've raised over £2,400. So that is about $7,500 Australian.
And you know what he said he's going to do with the rest of that money?
What is that?
He's going to donate part of that back to fire and rescue and part of it to overseas developing countries building toilets with flushing systems.
What a champion. I want to know if they went on another date, though.
They actually did meet up again.
Oh, good on him.
I don't know if it's going to go any further than that, though.
No. Was it a stink of a date?
Don't know. Ha ha.